Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. There's been a serious military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria. More on that story now from Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The two pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
Robert Berger reporting from Jerusalem. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visiting Ramallah has expressed support for an independent Palestine, said he hoped for a return to peace in the region. New York Times newspaper is reporting a draft of a U.S. military report on the attack in Niger that killed 4 American soldiers, 4 Niger soldiers, and a Niger interpreter last October calls for a smaller U.S. military presence in West Africa. U.S. and Niger forces blame Islamic State fighters for that attack, even though nothing has confirmed that. National chairperson of the African National Congress in South Africa says the nation's citizens should be patient with the ruling ANC leader as he holds talks with President Jacob Zuma. This is VOA News. Teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it is gold. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado in his Olympics debut won the men's slopestyle snowboarding competition. Then he spoke with VOA.
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it all worked out. I was just so happy to land a run and to make it on the podium. I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited.
In his final run today, Gerard triumphed over Canadians Max Parrott, who won the silver, and Mark McMorris, who won a second bronze after Sochi 4 years ago. The Winter Games will run through February the 25th. Meantime, a norovirus that left officials at the Winter Olympics scrambling to contain it means athletes might have to worry about a lot more than just going for the gold. Here's VOA's Carol Pearson.
South Korean Olympic organizers called in the police to take over from quarantined workers after some tested positive for the norovirus, a stomach bug that causes nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Dr. Cynthia Sears, an infectious disease expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, spoke to VOA by Skype.
Norovirus is a virus that's exceptionally contagious. It can be spread by simply touching surfaces.
The norovirus can survive for days or even weeks on a variety of surfaces. And, Sears says, it only takes a small amount of the virus to infect someone. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
One of Britain's largest charities has denied allegations it covered up the use of prostitutes by aid workers in Haiti. Haiti's ambassador to the UK says there was a clear cover-up in the case of Oxfam aid workers who had, according to the Times of London, paid for sex while on a mission to help those affected by the devastating 2010 earthquake in his country. Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring.
What Oxfam didn't do was describe the detailed nature of the offences, which included the use of prostitution, but also included other activities such as bullying and misuse of Oxfam property. So with hindsight, you could say we should have said more. But at the time, Oxfam was very unusual. No media coverage at all. We went public and said, we're concerned that public money may have been misused, public trust may have been abused. We've investigated this. Money was not misused, but people misbehaved. That's unacceptable, and we've taken action.
That is Oxfam's chief executive, Mark Goldring. British Charity Commission says such allegations risk undermining public trust in charities. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.